Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM. Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Come set it, Laura. No, our broadcast has been going down all morning, so we every time it goes down, we got to stop and fucking set the son of a bitch again, but we're going to do it. We got some shit to say, and we're going to say it. There we go. Back up. Let me see, where in the hell was I? Okay. 12 o'clock. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's a warm day. I had a couple of hot days, but yeah, it's warming up here. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump. We'll kind of jump into what we want to jump into. But Biden administration signs 5-year lease to house illegal alien children at luxurious 42,000 per year private school campus in North Carolina. How do you feel about that, living under that fucking bridge if you got a goddamn transistor radio and somebody happens to be putting out a micro fucking broadcast of this show? How do you feel about that? Feel like just sitting there another fucking day or getting off your ass and doing something about it? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, before we get into Biden signing over, you know, making sure that illegal alien children are living in goddamn luxury while our kids are living under fucking freeway passes. We're going to talk a little bit more about how to fucking solve this goddamn problem. The reason people aren't acting, because of the fucking surveillance. You look at it this way. They're telling you, as defenders of the Bill of Fucking Rights, the shot heard around the world, the thing that, that very action that started everything was the goddamn rights of the people. And the people standing up for the right. They're calling you a domestic enemy of this fucking corporation. Well, you just, by God, I am. Because you are an unlawful corporation. You are in violation of the highest, superior, unalienable fucking law of this land. It is my duty to fucking destroy you and remove you, you motherfucker. And what are they doing? They know that we're the fucking enemy. They're calling us the fucking enemy, the people, the free people that own this goddamn country, that own their fucking asses. The people they're supposed to fucking bend a knee to. And they're gonna fucking, they're the ruling class. We're the ruling. No, you ain't, you motherfucker. We're the ruling fucking class. The individual free sovereign national is autonomous, apart from you. You do not have any authority over us, motherfucker. But how do they tackle the problem of our fucking numbers, guys? How are they attacking it? By fucking goddamn surveillance and by fucking surveilling our goddamn communications. Communications and surveillance. We have to learn theirs and we have to destroy theirs. Because this is how they take a handful of fucking motherfuckers and make them look like a lot. If they got the goddamn information, they can disperse their fucking people at fucking, you know, we can, all six will take, can take care of this one, you know, when the people start really fucking having to fucking do something or shit, otherwise shit or get off the pot. But if they have no fucking surveillance, they're fucking in trouble. If they have no communications, they are in trouble. And if they had, they've had no fucking problem fucking with our communications, you think we have trouble fucking with theirs? Study it, find out how it works, and fucking break it. These are goddamn fucking occupiers in violation of the highest law of this fucking land, in violation of the fucking superior goddamn jurisdictional authority of we the people, telling that we the people to shove our goddamn rights up our ass, telling us that they're at war with our Bill of Rights. Okay, we're at fucking war. Let's do some fucking war. Communications and goddamn surveillance has to go. You say you can't do nothing? Well, because they're watching? Shut the fucking watcher off. You say they can fucking come at you fucking, you know, that's how they come at people with fucking 200 fucking people. Because they're not needed elsewhere. What if there was 500 incidents in the same fucking area and there was no fucking communications between them? They'd be a little off fucking kilter, wouldn't they? They might get their fucking ass kicked by half their fucking number, huh? You better start thinking strategically and start acting strategically. Get rid of this goddamn surveillance and get rid of their fucking communication. It belongs to you anyway, and it's being used to violate your fucking law. So you have a right to shut it down. I'm going to get that out, and I'm going to be saying that a lot. Biden administration signs 5-year lease to house illegal alien children at luxury $42,000 per year private school of campus in North Carolina. It's from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And maybe you can fucking see how this fucking occupation is a fucking occupation. It's unlawful. It is in violation of our law. There is no doubt about it. It can't be fucking argued. That's why they won't bring the fucking Bill of Rights up. Because that is our law, and we are the superior absolute jurisdiction in this goddamn country. They are fucking outside goddamn rogue fucking invaders who have come in here and occupied our fucking country. The Zionist pig-eating shit-eating fucking Israeli fucking Zionist bastards. You know, you ain't got no goddamn say-so here. We're going to teach you you don't. You want war? You want to fucking surveil us? We'll shut your fucking surveillance off. We'll surveil your ass. I think that's what we need to be doing, people, is surveilling their ass. There's more of us. And you look at it out on the fucking streets. You got on the fucking streets and they can't do a goddamn thing about you filming them doing their fucking job. They work for you. Or supposedly they do. But then they're passing all of these fucking local yokel bullshit. You can't film the police. Yes, I fucking can. I can film them or blow holes in them. Which one do you want, motherfucker? Because they're not lawful either. They are not sworn to the common law. They're sworn to the administrative admiralty. They're sworn to a fucking unlawful fucking occupation of this country. And they are private. They are private fucking agents of that fucking unlawful fucking corporate fucking goddamn occupation. It has to go. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Or you're gonna fucking die here. And you're gonna die anyway because we're hunting your fucking asses down for what you've done to us. Back to the story. The Biden administration has signed a 5-year lease to house illegal alien migrant children at the luxurious 100-acre campus of the closed American Hebrew. Oi, 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 oi. Academy in Greensboro, North Carolina. The first children are scheduled to arrive in July. There are reports Around 800 staffers will be hired for the facility. The private school academy opened in 2001 and closed in 2019. Tuition and board at the academy was $42,000 per fucking year. While our people live in goddamn squalor. While our people ain't got enough to eat. While our people are living under goddamn freeway fucking overpasses with their little fucking children. American nationals who can trace their fucking lineage in this country back to before this was a fucking country. How do you like the way they're taking care of the new fucking, well, it would be a new occupational force. I mean, they're here to recolonize this fucking country, and we can't fucking allow it. You ain't taking what's fucking mine. I will blow your fucking head off. You were outside of our fucking law. You were in gross violation of our fucking law. Whatever we do, we are absolutely in the right doing so. We are righteous in our fucking cause because this is for our freedom and our liberty. Not so you can hand our country over to a bunch of third world fucking trash. You ain't doing it. $42,000 a year, guys. How many people in this country are making $42,000 a year? How many people are living in fucking poverty? How many are living in their fucking car? How many are living in under goddamn freeway underpasses? Huh? Time to start reading up on some fucking surveillance. Time to start fucking studying it and understanding how it works so you can shut the motherfucker down and then you can fucking take fucking action. Get rid of their fucking communication. Attack their communication. Attack their goddamn fucking surveillance. They have no authority to surveil you. It is a violation of the fourth article of the highest law in this fucking land, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular, the fourth article. And for them to have communication as a fucking private, working for the fucking goddamn corporation, a corporate fucking goddamn standing army, not police, because they can have no fucking police over us. They can have no goddamn authority over us. We are autonomous. Only we can gain authority over one or the other by filing as an individual in the common law courts and going through the common law procedures to reach that common law jury to get that fucking authority. And that's a fact. It's not a fucking theory. That's a fact. Whatever we have to do to regain our fucking autonomy, we got the goddamn right to do it. As much right as those men standing on Lexington and Concord, Lexington Green and Concord Bridge. We have that much right to do it. No, Queen, you're not gonna fucking own us. We see what you're trying to do up in fucking Canada. The Canadians ain't fucking going for it. But they keep falling for these cocksuckers like goddamn Alex Jones. If somebody comes out with a fucking gimmick and they want your goddamn money and they're talking about paper in their way out of this, they're fucking frauds, okay? There is no paper in your way out of fucking tyranny. You fight your way out of tyranny. It's the only way it's ever been done. Ain't nobody just magnanimously just stepped up and said, I'm not going to be a tyrant. They tried to make George Washington look that way, but that's horse shit too. Let's name a king, says fucking John Adams. And they look at George Washington, and George Washington supposedly, there could be no king of this. This was magnanimous. Bullshit. They thought they could get away with it. They'd have done it right then and fucking there. Make no mistake about it. You'd have traded one King George for another. But you had a whole goddamn Continental Army out there, plus all the fucking militia who had just fought to get rid of a fucking king. Didn't ya? So you were going to have a fun monarchical fucking goddamn subjugated fucking people. They'd already fucking fought that out at the Continental Congress too. At each one of the Continental fucking Congresses called for each fucking colony. They'd already made the stabs. We're not going to be your goddamn subject, motherfucker. But what your problem was is you didn't kill all those fucking aristocrats. All those aristocrats, they just sit there and they think they're fucking better than you. They ain't. Dust their fucking asses. They're ignorant. They're dim in the fucking head. What they got going for them is fucking got the money they have stolen from you because they are fucking snakes. They are fucking thieves. They are fucking blackmailers. They are fucking the lowest fucking form of fucking criminal life to ever exist on this planet. And that's why we have the right to stop them with whatever means we deem necessary. And I mean it. It is our duty. If we don't, we leave our grandchildren to slavery. And that's a fucking fact. Because they are not recognizing our fucking Bill of Rights. They are not recognizing our jurisdictional authority over them. They are telling us they rule us. No, you, we don't rule us, you motherfuckers. We rule you. And then you got this fucking Biden going around fucking acting like, I mean, just, oh, Biden signed it over, so this did not, now just like a fucking dictator. This son of a bitch is supposed to be the head of the executive, if you've ever believed any of that Federalist lying bullshit that they fucking sold the stupid asses back in that day. He's supposed to be an executive officer. That means he carries out the orders after something is legislated through the fucking legislation of the fucking country, which is bullshit, because those motherfuckers do not represent the fucking people. They never could. Even if the whole thing had been legit, which it wasn't. It was the Constitution that never was. You can't just declare a judicial authority over a people who have just freed themselves. That makes you the next fucking king that needs to come down, huh? And then after 1791, December 15th, you had no goddamn jurisdictional authority over we the people. We were separate from you, and we were autonomous amongst ourselves. We were self-ruling. All you were supposed to make sure you did was left us the fuck alone and didn't steal from us. Well, God, everything you've done. Just seize, you think you just seize fucking power from a people who took it from the fucking King of England? Well, we'll fucking see about that, won't we? Arrogant pricks. And then here we're looking at this people. This is a recolonization force. Get that through your fucking head. It's like Wetzel Mean said, we're all the Indians this time. And all you bet out there better fucking start acting like it. You Indians, are you watching your fucking people drop like fucking flies? Are they getting their $250 for taking another shot and dying for them? Are your fucking hearts fucking up on you a little bit there, guys? You know they'd sell your mother for a buck. They're government. It's not no goddamn tribal fucking council like of elders and everything. It's a bunch of fucking bureaucrats. A bunch of backstabbing, thieving motherfuckers, and you know it. Just like it's always been, it's corporation. And they consider you corporate property. And the worth that you are is whatever they can get out of you for them. And you better start realizing while there's some of you left to realize it. Back to who they do care about. Who they do represent. Who do they represent, people? Taxation, I mean, that was the first thing when you learned when you was a little kid, man. Taxation without representation, that's why there was this Revolutionary War. Horse poo-poo to begin with. But fuck you talk about taxation without representation. Jesus Christ, oh fucking mighty. Who are these fuckers representing? Foreign fucking nationals. That's treason. By definition of the language, that's why you have the right to take out their goddamn surveillance, to take out their goddamn communication and destroy them. That's why you had better do it. An American Hebrew Academy, oi, 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 photos show a large lake, track and field, tennis courts, and a baseball diamond. Go look around your goddamn hobble you're living in. And then realize they're getting ready to pay $42,000 for fucking people who came here unlawfully in violation of our law to take what belongs to us in violation of our due process fucking clauses in the highest law of this fucking land. That is the written ratified law of December 15, 1791. They can't do it. They have no standing in our courts. The first place the cocksucker's doing it, Biden and company, they have no standing in the goddamn common law court. They would have to come in as Joe Biden, not President Biden, with the goddamn fucking power of the United States behind them. They'd have to come in as individuals. And what would their filing say? I want to bring fucking a bazillion kids in here at $42,000 a year, and I would say I don't want to fucking pay it. In the first place, all the money from this goddamn country should be coming to the fucking people. If it had to go through our hands, there would be nothing here that we didn't want. Because we just fucking stick the money back in our pocket and say, fuck off. Get out of here. You're fired. Go. Well, you can't fire me. Well, I can't fire you. Well, you think so? Your paycheck just got cut off. I just stuck my money back in my pocket, son of a bitch. Come and try and take it from me. I'll blow your fucking head off. Get the fuck out. You treasonous piece of shit. I'll be trying you next week, by the way. I'll be filing the fucking proper papers in the individual capacity against your individual capacity for the treason and fucking sedition you have just committed. I'm going to see your ass hang. Who would be in charge then, people? Would the government fear the people, or would the people fear the government? I think the government would fear the people. You'd be hired right out of my pocket. None of this Congress holds the purse strings and they represent the people. Each one of them represents 200,000 people. Fuck you! Don't even try to sell me that fucking horse shit. I'll tell you who fucking represents me. Me! And that's where my goddamn fortune in this country is supposed to be coming. To me! I never handed it over to no fucking cocksucker that, oh, we're the aristocratic elite. We're going to hang on to all the money and we're going to, we're going to sell your land and stuff. No, you're not. You have no goddamn jurisdictional authority to do so. Any sale made would be fucking illegitimate. It would be fraud because you're a fucking fraud. The corporation you created was created in violation of the 9th article of the fucking highest law in this fucking land, the ratified law. The unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You broke that fucking law when you did it. You became a fucking fraudulent fucking operation. And everything that has sprung from that fraudulent operation is the poison of the poisonous fruit of the poisonous tree. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. We have to stop this shit, people. The Hebrew Academy, $42,000 a year for fucking cocksuckers, wetback motherfuckers crossing the river into your country illegally while your fellow own people are going hungry? What are you going to take, you bunch of fucking pussies? The Academy also has a large indoor swimming pool. Oh, I'm glad I have one of those. You guys got one of those? Huh? You feel like paying, it's like, you know, you go out there and you look at the goddamn vehicles these son of a bitches are driving. Brand new fucking vehicles. Every fucking dirty fucking unlawful one of them. They cannot lawfully be here. These are goddamn people working for a fucking trade union that are there, are private enforcers for that private fucking goddamn corporate government. And look at the goddamn rigs they drive, and then look at you who pay for those rigs, what you're fucking driving. That should be enough to fucking make you go off your fucking nut. But do you? No. You keep allowing it. No, you're not going to drive a brand new Crown Vic while I'm driving a fucking 1993 fucking rig that fucking put the 220,000 fucking miles on it. Bald tires, you son of a bitch. I don't owe you nothing, and you can't just take my goddamn fucking wealth of my country away from me without due process of the law and hand it to some other son of a bitch, corporate or otherwise. And you fucking know it. But it has to be fucking enforced with that second article. We gotta get out the fucking guns, and we gotta fucking put it to these motherfuckers, people. News of
We're
the lead.
Turning over.
Pardon?
Quit bending over.
Yeah, it's quit. Yeah, quit bending over and quit. And you know when you turn around and beg for it, that's not a real good thing either. Because that's what these assholes are doing. I mean, goddamn, bend over. Just yeah, you know. The thing is, they don't even have to tell them to bend over. They become used to fucking bending over. They see one of them, they just bend over and take it like the fucking worthless son of a bitches they are. Stop it. Fight them. The way you fight them is the fucking their communications and their fucking surveillance. They're not allowed to surveil us, people. That's why they're not allowed to surveil us. And this unlawful fucking goddamn corporate fucking standing army that answers to the fucking unlawful corporation created in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791... cannot fucking have a communication system. In fact, they're all to be jailed. And they're all to be tried. And if they're found guilty of fucking sedition and treason, they are to be hung. That's how it works. Let's see. News of the lease was reported earlier this month by WFMY-TV. The American Hebrew Academy will start housing immigrant children at the boarding school campus in July. The board of directors announced Friday. The new leasing deal, deal will give the United States Department of Health and Human Services, non-governmental fucking agencies, non-elected motherfuckers. These are the lap dogs of the fucking goddamn corporate elite, the ones that think that they fucking rule us. These are their lap dogs. Fuck them. Shoot them. They have no goddamn authority over you. They are in violation of your law. Without question. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS Administration for Children and Families, another non-governmental fucking bullshit. Get rid of all this fucking, they had no fucking authority to do this shit. And to try to transfer the power that the fucking people supposedly, that tiny little bit of power we allowed them, they try to balloon it up to fucking this huge power and start handing it to private motherfuckers. Well, fuck those motherfuckers and fuck their goddamn corporate army. You motherfuckers are going down. Well, you aren't taking our country from us. Give it fucking up. All you're going to do is get a lot of fucking people killed for no goddamn reason. Because we have the right to fight for our goddamn liberty and freedom, just like we did back in 1775. Before you pricks start sleezed in and start taking over and making a fight for rights, a goddamn fight for you to fucking have a new empire so that eventually after 200 years, if the plan goes to fucking according to plan, you can have a new world order and you can all have your corporate fiefdom like old fucking Bill Gates. You think Bill Gates is you think you're going to enjoy 1 minute of fucking peace on that fucking land, you cocksucker? Are you cocksuckers in the goddamn government that sold it to him, that leased it to him, that handed it over to him? You think you're going to enjoy 1 ounce of fucking peace when this shit breaks loose? You will be hunted, motherfuckers. Get that through your head. Children and Families, Office of Refugee Resettlement, another non-governmental fucking agency. Nobody elected. These people are going around pretending they have some kind of authority over us. And when they do not, when they cannot, they cannot. The only way they could get fucking any authority over any individual, we already know what it is. You have to file as an individual in the fucking common law court against that person as an individual, and you have to go through the entire fucking process to the goddamn jury, and the foreman of the jury is the only one that can hand you over any kind of authority over any fucking buddy. That's the fucking law! You better start obeying it!
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Let's think about this. What is that right there is just a show. What I mean is just a show is they saying that they're housing kids, but they may be housing a little army there to go against us. I'm just thinking.
Or Deanna could be a fucking pedophile farm. Who the fuck knows? Look who we're dealing with.
True. I mean, it could be anything. You're 100% right. There's no telling. And plus, you know, the Jews are behind it because look what school it really is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you betcha. How did this Hebrew fucking thing happen to be in our fucking country, $42,000 per year for a Hebrew school? My fucking Hebrews must be fucking rolling into fucking dough in my country to be such a small portion of the population, huh? That's what I see anyway.
Let's call up boys over there in Joe Biden's administration. Boy, I'm telling you, we can go sell off that school and get a nice government contract. Boy!
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it fucking is. You're taking people who are here unlawfully. I'm not going to say illegal, unlawfully. You're unlawfully for even being here for fucking... You can't do it, you son of a bitch. You do not have the authority. And because you didn't get the authority, that makes you a straight-up fucking traitor to the people of this fucking country by prima facie of fucking evidence. And it'd take about 15 minutes to declare you who you are and what you are and to put a fucking rope around your goddamn neck. Because you're not fucking making any bones about it. There's 42,000, fuck shit, 42,000. You know how many people are living on nothing, man? Or I mean, you know Dion. You see him in fucking... These people have been here. They're fucking American nationals. This is their country. And we're going to take 42,000 from you people under the fucking bridge there so we can take care of one fucking illegal fucking alien because some fucking Honduran down there is fucking like a goddamn rabbit spitting fucking kids out and sending them up here, and that's how they're going to take your goddamn country over. No, you're fucking not. Man, when that fucking lead starts flying, it has no goddamn conscience. And you will find out that that's how it is. You call it whatever you want. When we get our fingers on that nuclear button, call it fucking ethnic cleansing. Call it any fucking thing you want. Fuck with us and we'll blow this fucking place up. We will not live as slaves upon this fucking earth. Get that through your head and get the fuck out of our goddamn sovereign fucking country. Now! You do not have the permission of the fucking American nationals who own this country to be here. So get the fuck out. I don't care about these charlatans, these criminals who have tried to act like they have the authority to tell you to come. Let them tell you to come into my house and watch your ass go flying out the other side with a shotgun blast to the chest. That's how this shit's going to fucking work, motherfucker. They do not have the authority to give my country away. And they're not going to give my country away. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Hey!
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Swamp there. Listen to there at the break. And I mean, it's a ugly fucking shit and situation we're in here, people, but we can fight our way out of it. Our people have done greater things than this. Where were we here? We're $42,000 fucking per year school for fucking invaders. For the children, send your goddamn shit a fucking kid out and send it down here, and that's your fucking anchor. We'll put it in a $42,000 fucking facility with a fucking swimming pool, fucking tennis courts, while the fucking American children who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country and before it live under fucking bridges. Why? Because we're allowing it. Because we're not doing what we need to fucking do. That's the fucking problem. During their time at the Greensboro site, the federal agency will provide schooling, mental and medical services, case management, legal services, recreational opportunities. I bet they won't sit with a goddamn tooth hurting them so bad they got to take a pair of fucking pliers and pull it out themselves, will they? They'll have the best gold teeth. Fucking everything will be fucking fixed to them, the motherfuckers. Same thing happened the first time this country was taken, if you look back. They acted like they were, oh, the Indians were their buddies and fuck, they were equals and everything. And as soon as they got a foothold here and got a hold of the resources, they beat the fucking Indians out of the fucking brush. And again, the Indians actually outnumbered the Europeans before the Europeans came here in 1492. Before they brought before they invaded this fucking country, they way outnumbered them. If they'd had a clue just how sinister and what they were fucking capable of, and they'd had some kind of a counter to it. I mean, just like all out, it's assault. All of us fucking better stick together. Better not one of us be against none of this. We all better get on the same fucking page here and wipe these son of a bitches out, or they'll take our country. They took this fucking country for fucking glass. For fucking glass, people, and you know it. Well, see if they can do it for fucking paper. Okay, the school on the 100-acre campus closed in 2019. It will now be leased to the federal government for 5 years, during which the American Hebrew Academy will provide educational support, guys. How would you like a fucking sweet-ass fucking government deal like that? In 2019, the school was valued at $84.5 million. It has 31 buildings, 35 resident staff apartments, and 88,000 square feet, $18 million athletic center, and an auditorium, along with a 22-acre lake. Up to 800 people will be hired to fulfill functions, and 800 people to take care of these little fuckers, too. Shit them out up there and fucking Andre. Fucking shit kids and send them here. That's how you take fucking America from a bunch of fucking cunts. Up to 800 people will be hired to fulfill the functions and provide services at the Hebrew Academy. Jobs will include administrators, teachers, counselors, medical care professionals, and other workers to oversee the facility and meet the needs of the unaccompanied children with mustaches and beards. And fucking hard to tell, like I said, they could just make a fucking pedophile shit out of this. It's hard to tell what they're doing for real. There is no goddamn governing fucking law here, people. Until we enforce the law, there is no law whatsoever. Get that through your fucking head. The Academy has a particular need for Spanish-speaking workers. God damn, if I was just an illegal down here who could speak English, man, I'd have a fucking a $60,000-$70,000 job a year. It's because I can fucking speak the language of the country I'm invading. North Carolina's 8th congressman signed a letter sent to Health and Human Services Secretary Zaire Becerra last week complaining he misled Congress last year over the department's intention about housing migrant children in their state and posed a series of questions. Notably, the congressman did not demand the Biden administration cancel the contract. You better not. You want to fuck with the Jews in America? You know that little tiny portion of that population that runs this fucking joint? Through fucking duplicity, through fucking fraud, through fucking violations of our, the people's law and the people's jurisdiction? You know those cocksuckers, right? Biden administration canceled their contract. They just wanted to express our concerns. We have concerns that you're going to give billions of, we know you don't. You keep your fucking mouth shut or they'll oil you with their, they'll fucking whack you down with their fucking noses. When did communications between the ORR and the American Hebrew Academy begin in relation to using the Academy as a transition site for UACs? So we got an acronym for it, so that makes it real. It ain't. They're fucking invaders. Did they come here fucking invited? No. Did they come here lawfully? No. That makes them goddamn enemy fucking combatants. Got it? What plans do you have in place to ensure standards of human treatment of UACs at the Academy? Specifically, what plans do you have to prevent overcrowding, violence, and outbreaks of disease from occurring? You mean the third world's coming up here and you think there might be some outbreaks of disease, there might be some violence? Well, the fuck, I'll tell you how they'll take care of the violence. If you're violent enough, you can pick what neighborhood you want to go into, maybe your neighborhood. And they'll send them right up there and let them machete your fucking kids. That's going to be their fucking goddamn regulation, people. Are there other locations in North Carolina your office is in discussion with to house these? Oh, you mean a no-bid contract? You ain't never heard of one of those? To a Hebrew fucking association? I think quite fucking possibly so. What actions are being taken by the Biden administration to ensure the use of the Academy as a transitional campus does not pose a danger to North Carolina communities? None. When you're, when, if you live in that, around that place, I mean, and somebody with fucking, MS-13 gang member tattoos happens to hack one of your fucking kids up, well, you know, damn it, you gotta understand where they come from. You gotta understand these people. He was shit out by a whore mother up in fucking goddamn Honduras. He never knew. Raised in the fucking streets, fucking fighting and stabbing and killing. That was his fucking forte. That's why he's been brought here. So he can hack your fucking kids up, so he can hack you up, you stupid son of a bitch. How much money are the taxpayers paying to house the UACs in North Carolina? How much money are taxpayers paying to house UACs across the nation? Again, if the money was coming, you know, coming through our pockets, all the money is fucking, I mean, if we decide to, fucking be in any kind of deal with any other fucking nation or anything, we'd have to side as individuals. And the individuals who participated would either endure the fucking loss or enjoy the fucking gain. But they would have to be individuals of their own free will, and it'd have to be American nationals. And they would be selling their portion, only their portion, not your fucking portion, of whatever fucking is being sold or else, whatever is being manufactured. They wouldn't be able to take yours if you didn't want a part of it. But you would have the goddamn money in your pocket. Now, these motherfuckers start doing something like this, you just fucking just leave that money in your pocket. And you ain't gonna pay $42,000, and I ain't gonna give it to you to pay them. Go fuck yourself, you fucking, in fact, I'm filing charges against you for treason and sedition against the people of the United States and against my fucking self. Because you are committing treason and sedition against me, motherfucker, in your individual capacity, and I'm gonna see you hung outside the courthouse on the courthouse fucking, light pole. I'm gonna watch it happen. Get ready. And see, people, we could have, if we had that kind of control over this country, we couldn't, you wouldn't fuck with each other. In the first place, there would be no anger between the peoples, you know. They couldn't fucking stir up racial anger. They couldn't stir up fucking, make boys want to be girls and girls want to be boys. I've seen some goddamn shit. I mean, goddamn it, they go, and, oh, they're like, the girl's real awkward being a girl because she should be in a boy. You fucking phonies, cocksuckers. You think we don't know biology? You know, you don't know what you're doing. We haven't watched you do it in other countries. They who forget the goddamn past are doomed to fucking repeat it for sure. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna fucking do it. We'll take these kids that are young enough and we'll straighten their fucking asses out. Just like the kids on the goddamn, on that video, dude, three times three is nine. My goddamn, man, and you as a parent, you didn't catch that? You didn't catch that your kid is that fucking stupid? That your kid is that not stupid, because I'll take that back, because these look like pretty smart fucking kids, actually. Is that uneducated or that miseducated? I bet she fucking knows about the transition from a fucking boy to a girl, the pills used and how, you know, the feeling that you should have. If you're feeling like this and you should be a little girl instead of a little boy. Fuck you. I guarantee you they know that. It's like here in the state of fucking Oregon. You don't not know how to read to graduate high school. You don't need to know how to write to graduate high school. You don't need to know how to do math to graduate high school. You don't need to know none of the sciences to graduate high school. You just do. And I mean, so what exactly are we paying for these fucking schools for to begin with? And there again, if the money was in your fucking pocket, people. When they did this shit, when the communists tried this shit, we weren't ready for this. I mean, that's because the dirty son of a bitch that sold us out from within. But we weren't ready for this. Otherwise, the money would have been going through the people's fucking pockets. Fuck the Congress. Congress, you got an idea? Present it. And those who want to participate can. Those who don't, won't. And you better not try to violate the rights of the ones who fucking don't. By going along with the ones that do. Or your asses will swing. Get used to the idea. You violate that fucking law, you die. Plain and simple. Now, if you want something, fucking throw it out there. The people willing to reach in their pocket and take out the fucking gold to pay for it, then they could even have it to themselves. They can enjoy it or charge anyone else, a road, whatever it might be. Charge them to go down it. Because it's their road, they fucking built it. But then again, if like this shit here with these teachers and shit, you know, teaching kids, who want to teach them this fucking sickness, this fucking weirdo, fucking goddamn, there's not even a name for it. And who want to teach them? You just go, you know what? No. What do you mean no? I mean, I know. In the first place, no kids are, my kid ain't going to that fucking place. And my money's staying in my pocket. You ain't getting none of it to fucking teach this. When you want to teach what I want to have taught, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and do a very good job of it, then I will fucking pay you a fucking fair wage for doing so. Got it, son of a bitch? If you want to teach fucking weirdoism, do it on your dime. Let me see you do it. How many are you going to get to with what your fucking share is? And everybody will be fucking watching you like a fucking hawk, and they'll have the money to fucking rip you to fucking pieces. They'll take you into a common law court, and you'll be hanging out there in front of the fucking courthouse. Just remember it. Hebrew Academy indeed. Where were we here? Oh, yeah, we were talking about the no-bid contract. Yeah, that's what Hebrews get in this country. This is why they think, do you think Jews are smarter than everybody else, guys, really? Or do you think they fucking stick together? They'll lie for each other? If it's, and you know, a Jew cannot be put to death for killing a Gentile. I mean, this is their fucking bylaws. This is Noahide law. And I mean, all this, they stick the fucking together. Even if you ain't a fucking dirty fucking Khazarian piece of shit. That's fucking constantly stealing, pedophiling, and raping. You're enjoying the benefits of being a part of that association. And you cannot deny it because you're not coming out against it. I'm not seeing it. You better come out against it. If you're a Jew from the fucking Bible and you want to claim a fucking goddamn religious, that I'm just practicing my religion, But that's what you better be fucking doing. And you better be fucking fighting for the goddamn rights of everybody else to believe whatever they fucking want to, too. And you better not be making more fucking goddamn mammon than anybody else in this country just because you are a fucking Jew. Because that's not going to cut it. That's going to get you fucking hung and everything you've got taken from you. You better start fighting these Khazarian bastards. You better start fighting. It's going to be a fight amongst your own people, though, ain't it? Well, you better get to fighting it. Because we're not separating the fucking goddamn the fly shit from the pepper. We're fucking wiping the table. You got it? Dangerous crossroads, the road to World War III. Congress is bringing back the idea of a limited nuclear war. There is no such thing. There could never be no such thing. This is fucking fear-mongering bullshit. Fear-mongering bullshit. I call bullshit bullshit. This is from Global Research. It was sent in by Misty. This is bullshit. Because there could be no limited fucking nuclear war. I mean, what, you're going to say after 12 bombs you can't bomb no more? Or what the fuck are you going to... You start beating me, I use bigger fucking bombs. I start beating you, you use bigger fucking bombs. It's called mutually assured destruction, and we were sold it pretty fucking heavy back in the fucking 50s and 60s and 70s. It was sold to us fucking as an absolutism. And it is an absolutism. If a country has the power to destroy the whole fucking world, it cannot be taken over, can it? But they're doing this right here. This is what your Congress is doing, why billions are being handed over to the fucking Ukrainians, not even handed over to them. We're going over there and fucking selling the shit on the black market and fucking sitting there I'm sure a big fucking table of gangsters get together every fucking evening. They're in the Ukraine where nobody can fucking watch them. And they sit there and they fucking divide, this is how much we stole today, and we divide, and well, tomorrow we'll tell them that we're talking about bringing back the idea of a limited nuclear war. Well, so, and then they won't even notice the next fucking $10 billion in the next two fucking weeks. You think we're going to fucking stupid? Look what they're building over there, people. You better fucking look at it. They're building it to destroy you. Get it through your head that those Khazarian motherfuckers, they think they're going to fucking rule this world. You're not going to do it. Napoleon thought he was going to do it. Alexander thought he was going to do it. Fucking Caesar thought he was going to do it. There's been people, fucking the Mongols thought they were going to fucking do it. They got a lot. They went far. But there's always the goddamn end. And when you're, and when, this time I'm telling you what, this is the 21st century and we got good communication. Once we bust this goddamn internet back open again, once we get rid of those cocksuckers in fucking, Silicon Valley, there's something else you could be working on. Cause they're the ones running the surveillance and they're the ones running the communications. Think about that. But once we're rid of all that fucking shit, people, there's no limit. There's no limit to what we can fucking do. We can have, oh God, what we could have. Freedom, liberty, fucking happiness, goddamn. Run all these son of a bitches out of our country. We could have goddamn elbow room. We could shove these fuckers back where they came from and then fucking take, I'm going to go straight and take from their fucking resources what they stole from us. Either you come up with the cash or we're coming in and taking your oil. We're coming in and taking your fucking gold. You're going to pay up until the goddamn tally sheet is fucking zeroed out. We'll leave no red ink. And then we'll live our lives. But we got to do the job first. We got to do the job. We have to fight back. And we've told you how to fucking fight back. What's your fucking problem here? It's communications and fucking the fact that they're watching everything you do is shut their fucking watchers off. Shut the watcher off. Shut the, just like on Running Man. Shut the network down. Get rid of it, and Silicon Valley is where they're running it out of. I'll give you a list of Silicon Valley. It's where it's all being run out of. Now get to work studying and figure out how in the fuck you're going to fucking fuck them back. Because they're using this to fuck you. And that is the word. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, that's how they're fucking you. Fuck back. Be a good American. Fuck back. That is the word from the trenches.